Chapter 13. The Hills Are Alive. The next morning, before we set off, I asked Snow if Jonah and I can borrow some clothes.
I don't need anything,
Jonah says, looking at Snow's dress with extreme panic. Yes, you do. We've been wearing the same pajamas for 2 days. We need to change. We also need to shower, but the bathtubs here scare me. You have to bring your own water. Using the outhouse was terrifying enough. 10 minutes later, I'm wearing a blue skirt, pink top, and a pair of sandals that belong to Snow. Snow also lent me a red ribbon that I wear in my hair like a headband. Jonah's borrowed a pair of pants and a checkered shirt from Alan. Even though Alan's the biggest of the dwarfs, the pants come down only to Jonah's knees, and the shirt's so tight the buttons are popping.
I'm packing everyone's stew sandwiches for lunch, Snow calls out. We had so much stew left over that I made sandwiches for everyone for the rest of the week. We have tons.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what is more disgusting? Stew sandwiches or smushed banana sandwiches? It's a close call, huh? Jonah offers to carry the sandwiches in a leather satchel that he borrowed from Bob. It has 2 straps, so he's wearing it like a backpack. The dwarfs agreed with Snow's plan and built a box for her. They have a spot they like at the top of a nearby hill, so they guess that's where they would have put the box if Snow had actually been poisoned. Unfortunately, we don't know for sure, so we have to make the best of it. I'm not happy about making the best of it. I would rather know exactly where we should be. Once we carry the box up to the top of the mountain, the dwarfs wish us luck and go to work. The plan is for Snow, Jonah, and me to wait all day and then leave at night before it gets too dark. It's not like the prince is going to show up at night. I hope. Anyway, he wouldn't be able to see Snow, even in the moonlight. Snow climbs into the box. I plump her hair and then leave the box open. He needs to see her, right? Snow pulls out a book. It's called Property Law 101.
Hey, is that my parents' book?
She blushes.
Yeah, I borrowed it from the forest. Is that okay?
Of course. If she marries the prince, she might be a queen one day, and queens should have a good education.
Crack. An animal! Jonah cheers. A dangerous animal!
Growl.
My shoulders clench. It sounds like the animal from the other day. What do we do?
Growl.
It's coming from behind that tree, Jonah exclaims, and before I can stop him, he charges toward it.
No, Jonah!
I yell.
Growl!
I make a mad dash toward my brother. I will save him. I will stop the evil beast from devouring my brother. I will do whatever it takes. The growling beast pops out from behind a tree. It's a wild piglet.
Growl!
The piglet cries. Hi, Jonah says. Want to play with us? The pig takes one look at us and scurries away.
Boars are easily frightened, Snow calls out.
Can I go chase him? Jonah pleads.
No,
I snap. Please?
No.
I sit down by a nearby tree and motion for Jonah to do the same. He stomps his feet, but does as he's told. We wait. And wait. When do you think the prince will get here?
No idea, Jonah.
In 5 minutes? Next week? He's being so annoying.
No idea, Jonah.
I draw a tic-tac-toe board in the dirt with a stick and motion to Jonah to go first. He wins. Then I win. Then he wins.
Let's go exploring,
Jonah says 5 minutes later. Not now, Jonah. We're waiting.
I'm bored of waiting, he grumbles.
I'm bored of you being annoying, I grumble back. I'm going to check on Snow. Her cheeks are bright red.
Are you okay? I ask. You look hot.
She rests the book on her stomach.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Are you okay?
Snow, are you wearing sunscreen?
Her face scrunches. A screen for the sun? I guess you don't have ozone problems here. Ozone? If only a modern-day dictionary had come back to fairy tale land, too. Snow could study that. Let's move the box to the shade, I say. We forgot water.
I know, she says. Sorry, I should have remembered. And I'm sorry for bothering you. I'm fine.
Snow, it's not a bother. We don't mind. We want you to be comfortable. Come on, get out. Snow climbs out and stretches. There's no way it's comfy in there. The three of us heave the box a few feet to the left so it's under a tree, and she climbs back in.
So, what was it like being a princess? I ask her.
Oh, you know, she says with a shrug. Not really. Did you go to lots of balls?
A few, she says. Did you have a crown?
Yeah.
Lucky, I say.
She sighs.
You're the one who's lucky.
Me? I never had a crown.
You have a brother.
I snort. The girl who lives in a fairy tale is calling me lucky? Because of my brother? My oh-so-annoying brother? I look over at Jonah, who's building a tower with sticks. He has a very determined look on his face, and his lips are doing that twisty thing. He must feel me staring at him, because he looks up and gives me a big smile. An adorable smile. Aw, he's a cutie. Sure, he can be annoying, but I'm glad he's here with me. He makes XAML, and every place, really, a little bit more fun. Yeah, I admit, I guess I am lucky. She nods.
I wish I had a brother. Or a sister.
I wish I had a sister, too, I say. I look at her from the corner of my eye. Hey, Snow?
Yes?
Do you know how to make a French braid? She shakes her head. Do you know how to do a handstand? She nods.
Will you show me? She sits up. And leave the box?
I don't think you need to stay in there the whole time. We would hear a horse coming. She practically jumps onto the ground.
Let's do it, she says.
Snow teaches my brother and me how to do handstands. Jonah learns right away. It takes me a little longer. We're having so much fun that we barely notice when it starts to get dark.
We should go home,
Snow says, her cheeks flushed with happiness and handstands. So we do. It's the next day. My watch says it's almost 3 a.m. in the real world. We have 4 real-life hours left. We have 4 XAML days to get home. We hike back up to the clearing. This time, I carry a big canteen of water. Snow packs more gross stew sandwiches in Jonah's borrowed bag. As we reach the clearing, Snow points at the box.
Oh, look! A pillow! How nice!
She skips ahead. I should have brought a pillow, I say. Then I could have taken a nap. I barely got any sleep last night.
Really?
He asks innocently. I slept amazing. You certainly took up enough room. It wasn't just his fault I didn't sleep. I can't sleep when I'm worried. And I am worried. About finding a way home. About saving Snow's story. About saving Snow's life. Wait a sec. I turn to Jonah. Did you bring a pillow? He shakes his head. I didn't bring a pillow, I say. If you didn't bring a pillow and I didn't bring a pillow, then who brought a pillow?
One of the dwarfs?
Or...
Evil Evelyn! We yell at the same time. Don't lie down! I yell as we run towards Snow. Poison pillow! Poisoned pillow!
Snow screams.
Crumbs! It's too late!
Snow pops up, the tips of her hair burnt off like she stood too close to a fire.
Ow, ow, ow!
I run toward her, lift the canteen, and dump it on her head. Her hair fizzles.
Ow, ow, ow!
She whimpers.
Evil Evelyn is spying on us, Jonah exclaims. Creepy!
Are you okay?
I ask, shivering. Snow nods. You're still the fairest of them all, I say. Sometimes I really wish I wasn't.